Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless Thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, and leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the name of Allah, the best of the names, in the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salamun alaikum, and so welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about the right of neighbors.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah.
سجدة للجباه في ركعة في صلاة نرجو بها إلها نسعى بها لرضا يا الله يا الله عادل في قضائك يا الله يا الله واسع في عطائك
The with us on the 14th of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. First, we'll listen to chapter An-Nisa, verse 36.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا.
Worship Allah and associate nothing with Him. And to parents do good, and to relatives, orphans, the needy, the near neighbor, the neighbor farther away, the companion at your side, the traveler, and those whom your right hands possess. Indeed, Allah does not like those who are self-deluding and boastful.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The right of neighborhood is so important in Islam that Imam Ali, Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, has stated about it thus, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny instructed about them so much that we thought he might enjoin that they would inherit from each other. Another tradition denotes that one day it happened that the Holy Prophet three times said, By Allah, he does not believe. A person asked him whom he meant, and the Prophet said, The person whose neighbor is not in security from his molestation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Dua for the 14th day of the month of Ramadan.
Allahumma la tu'akhidhni fihi bil'atharat wa aqilni fihi min al-khataya wal-hafadat ولا تجعلني فيه قرضا للبلايا والآفات بعزتك يا عز المسلمين
O Allah, on this day do not condemn me for slips. Make me decrease mistakes and errors. Do not make me a target for afflictions and troubles by your honor, O the honor of the Muslims.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
The topic of this episode is the right of neighbor in Islam. Yes, it's the most sacred time of year for those who follow Islam, a time of renewal, refreshing, and cleansing. During the 30-day celebration of Ramadan, women and men abstain from food and drink from sunup to sundown. They serve, sacrifice, and give to others, believing that Allah will accept their offerings and forgive their sins. So how are you supposed to reach your Muslim neighbor during this time of religious devotion? God often uses times of spiritual seeking to soften hearts and reach those who genuinely want to know Him. You can be a part by loving and serving the people around you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about observing neighborly rites in the blessed month of Ramadan. That is, we want to smell the sweet fragrance of Ramadan in our city. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran, Surah An-Nisa, verse 36, "Worship Allah and associate nothing with Him, and do good to parents, kinfolk, orphans, the needy, and the neighbor who is near, the neighbor who is a stranger, the companion by your side, the wayfarer, and those whom your right hands possess. Surely Allah does not love those who are arrogant and boastful." Neighborly rites have a special status in Islam. From this verse, we can conclude that a Muslim should have good relations with their neighbors. But what are the neighborly rites in the blessed month of Ramadan? If we look at the hadith of the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we realize that the condition of neighbors is highly regarded. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that a neighbor is not only the one who lives next to us, but up to 40 houses away is considered as neighbor. Ramadan is the month of friendship because servants strive to be able to sincerely love one another and remember each other. Ramadan is not limited to fasting. Now, eating food is only the surface, and in the depth of this blessed month, entering oneself an inner transformation for relationships with others lies hidden. When one reflects on this, it becomes clear that one must have a sense of belonging in the community, and a sense of responsibility. This is not just about the neighbor next door. Rather, it is about the neighborhood we live in. The goal of friendship is to meet the need, spread joy and health in the neighborhood.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
There are some tips about neighbor, and here we have some. Build a relationship. Get to know your neighbors. Be kind to them and take a genuine interest in their lives. Look for opportunities to strike up conversations and build up common interests. As your relationship depends, you can ask them more about their faith and culture. People from different regions celebrate Ramadan in a slightly different ways. Ask your neighbor about their particular rituals and celebrations and demonstrate that you are sincerely interested in what is meaningful to them.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد تدعو إلى الدين القويم للرشاد يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الراشدين يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الذاكرين
ومضات. The other thing about neighbor is look for ways to serve. Ramadan is a busy and sometimes a stressful time. Participants go without food and drink, including water, during the day. They spend time cleaning their homes, cooking large meals, and serving in their communities. Now is a great time for you to help meet tangible needs. Offer to drop off a baked good or meal for a neighbor to enjoy at sundown. Ask if you can help with yard work. Pick up a practical item for them at the store. If you have children or grandchildren at home, encourage them to help you serve. Meeting needs together is a great way to show the love to others and to teach your children how to share their faith.
Ramadan is an excellent opportunity to share friendship and in particular to spread spiritual values, generosity and kindness in the hearts of all servants, especially neighbors. It doesn't matter who your neighbor is, black or white, Muslim or Christian, short or tall. All should be viewed through the lens of being a neighbor, and neighborly rights should be fulfilled in the blessed month of Ramadan. No Muslim is exempt from neighborly rights. Dear brothers and sisters, we live in the modern communities, and even if we live in a high-rise building in the middle of, for example, that city, the neighborhood is still a place to meet each other. Although problems will never disappear completely, the philosophy of Ramadan is not to turn inward, but to come out and be in the community. Neighborly rights in the blessed month of Ramadan have now been transformed thanks to the media. And the blessed month of Ramadan is the duty of all Muslims as part of the community to have a sense of responsibility towards our neighbors. We must be able to integrate into society and be accountable to it. It is our responsibility to show everyone that a true Muslim is one who holds a human hand, not one who looks into their eyes and lies. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, for staying tuned. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for this episode of today's special. Thank you and may Allah bless you all.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us tons of blessings, not one, two, three, tons of. And if in fact we want to count His blessings, we are not able to count all of His blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has multiple thousands and thousands and thousands. Or we can say like He has given us millions of blessings if we count all those small ones and big ones. Well, there's a law in Islamic, according to Islamic values, according to Quranic values, that if you are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in something or of something, you have to share your blessing with others as well. And this is the code of success. Always mention that. This is the code of success. There's a beautiful hadith where Allah says, if you look at a stingy person who is saving a lot, saving, in fact, he's trying to escape from poverty, but because of not giving or not sharing his blessings with others, he's approaching to poverty, basically. So he's moving towards against his will. But his intention is, by his saving, that he wants to save more and more to become more wealthy. But this saving is not going to make him wealthy. If he shares his blessings with others, then in that case he's going to be blessed, or he's going to be a wealthy person. He's going to escape from poverty. Same thing here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this healthy body, this healthy spirit. And this beautiful hadith from Imam Ali salamullah alayhi, he says, وَلِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ زَكَاتٌ وَزَكَاتُ الْبَدَنِ السِّيَامِ. For everything, for every blessing, there's a zakat. There's an alms for that. So if you have healthy body, if you want to stay healthy, if you want to remain healthy, you better fast. Fast means, basically, in the old times, people used to think fasting is kind of tough, it's kind of painful, it's kind of trouble. But in modern days, when we know more about the body through science or through scientific eyes, now we know fasting is a blessing for body. When we give a chance to the body, when we give a chance to the body and we stop eating, body gets some rest. Scientifically, it's proven now, when you are fasting, your healthy cells start eating your bad cells, your sick cells. The cells are sick. The cells are going to, maybe in future, going to create cancer. One of the best cure for cancer is fasting. Unbelievable, incredibly. So, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ زَكَاتْ وَزَكَاتُ الْبَدَنِ السِّيَامِ. Imam Ali says, if you want to share blessings of your healthy body, your health, you have to fast. Fasting is a way of sharing your blessing with your spirit, with your own, with your body. So if you want to keep yourself healthy, you better fast at least 3 days in a month, which is highly recommended and offered by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in general, 30 days at least in the month of Ramadan, you have to fast. And that fasting, the obligatory fasting, the wajib fasting, and 3 days of fasting every month is good for your health. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ زَكَاتْ وَزَكَاتُ الْبَدَنِ السِّيَامِ. Your body's zakat, alms is fasting. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Inshallah, today we will be practicing Ayah 29 of Surah An-Nisa on page 83 of the Quran-i-Kareem. Right, Fawad?
Yes.
And Ali Nasir?
Yes.
And by the way, Ali Nasir and Fawad have joined us today, and I really welcome them. And so, Fawad, Ali Nasir, ready to start our class?
Yes.
All right. So first and foremost, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, we will all listen to the recitation. Then, inshallah, a short explanation will be given. Well, then afterwards, we'll move on to the tajweed rules. All right. All right. So let's everybody listen to the recitation.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما
That was a nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. Let me read once. Let's see what Allah Almighty says in this ayah and then, inshallah, mention some points. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Allah Almighty in Ayah 29 of Surah An-Nisa on page 83 of the Quran Kareem says
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ إِلَّا أَنْ تَكُونَ تِجَارَةً عَنْ تَرَاضٍ مِّنْكُمْ وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Allah Almighty talks to the believers, to the people who have faith. O you who have faith,
la ta'akulu amwalakum baynakum.
Do not eat up your wealth, your properties.
Baynakum, among yourselves,
bilbatil, and rightfully. Okay? بالباطل
إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم
but it should be a kind of trade by mutual consent so if you want to have like if you want to use each other's properties okay it should be a kind of trade, for example, or any kind of like contract you have with each other, okay? It should be what? عَنْ تَرَاضٍ مِّنْكُمْ. That you both have to be pleased with it, satisfied, okay? You're like, you cannot... It should be like with permission, for example. Right? So you pick up my phone, okay? You use my phone. Use the internet, for example. Use the credit card, for example. Yeah? If I'm not pleased with it, if I didn't give you permission, this is بالباطل. So you cannot use it. Okay? This is what Allah Almighty says. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. And do not kill yourselves. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. Indeed, Allah is most merciful to you. Alright? So, what does Allah Almighty mean by saying like لَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ? That was one of the examples, okay? Without permission, do not pick up or use each other's properties. And there are some other examples as well, like in terms of usury, الربا, okay? Usury. For example, I've given you some money, okay? Today, you borrowed some money from me, and tomorrow I want to get back, okay? I need my money back. So I want you to give me my money plus a bit more. This is called usury, okay? So that's not what I have to get it from you, yes? That amount is extra, and that amount is haram, right? Next one. Next example, for example, gambling. Do not gamble among yourselves. Alright? You got some money, he got some money, okay? So do not gamble. This is called what? تَأَكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ الْبَاطِلِ. This is the example of eating up your properties بالباطل, in a باطل way, unrightfully. Gambling. Or for example, examples that I'm saying, they all are from hadith that we have from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Alright? Next, for example, false claims. It's my phone. I was, for example, making wudu, right? Performing wudu there. So I just took off my jacket, okay? Hanged it over there, okay? On the hangover, okay? So Fawad came and says, got my phone, okay? Put it in his pocket. I said, hey man, come on, that's mine. He said, no, that's mine. I said, that's mine. I just put it there. I was doing wudu. Yeah, Fawad? And he says, no, it's mine. This is a false claim. Okay? This is example of batil way. So these are the examples that we don't have to, for example, or any other kind of illegitimate, okay, kind of means if you, for example, own somebody's properties without their permission. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. So that's all about this ayah. Inshallah, refer to the tafsir books, inshallah, to learn more about this ayah. Fawad and Ali Nasir, if you have anything to say, if not, we'll move on to the tajweed rules, inshallah, and we'll practice the recitation. Nothing to say?
No.
So, Fawad and Ali Nasir, brothers and sisters, as you're listening, now it's time to mention some tajweed rules, tajweed points, and practice the recitation. Fawad, could you please help us with the tajweed rules first? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Any important point in this part?
The mad is not wajib in the first
the
word.
Mad in the word ya ayyu is not wajib, so you can
skip it
or extend it. So yes. Could you please extend it, recite it and extend it for like 5 counts, 6 counts? Recite it, then Ali Nasir will skip it. Read
يا أيها.
أحسنتم. يا أيها. That was correct. Ali Nasir, could you skip the mat because it's optional?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ya ayyuha.
Ahsan, you just prolong the alif mat you have, okay? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Or if you extend the mat, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. So the next point, I'm sure it should be what? The pronunciations of the letters. So the first letter which is important here.
Ha.
Ha. In the whole ayah, let's say first. Ha.
Thal.
Thal.
Hamza.
Hamza, the a sound.
Yeah.
Because it might be mixed up with the letter ayn. So, yes. And ayn is also important. Fawad, next one.
Ta.
Ta. Good job. Mm-hmm.
Bad.
Bad. Yes.
Ayn.
Bad. Ayn.
Qaf.
Ha. Yeah?
Ha.
Ha and?
Qaf.
Ha and Qaf. Yeah. So these letters are important. Pay attention to them. So, next important point. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la ta'akulu. So this la is important. Always you should pay attention because sometimes you might say it. La ta'akulu.
Yes.
La ta'akulu, it changes the meaning. La ta'akulu means don't eat it. It's a negative. If you say la, it's an emphatic word, okay? La. It means you should eat. Amwalakum bainakum bilbatal, okay? So this changes meaning. Be careful about the pronunciations, about how to prolong the haraka, the vowel, or shorten the long vowel. The long vowel, yes. La ta'akulu amwalakum bainakum. Aha, bainakum bilbatil. So in these three words, we have an important rule. Amwalakum bainakum bilbatil. What's the rule?
Ikhfaf meme.
Ah, yes. Good job. Hiding the sound of meme. Hidden meme. So, whenever, brothers and sisters, the rule says that whenever meme sakin occurs right before ba. Or in other words, whenever ba, okay, ba is right after the meme sakin, okay, the rule ikhfa of meme is applied. How? You hide the sound of meme. La ta'kulu amwalakum bainakum bilbatil. And extend the sound for two beats, a nasal sound is also produced, okay? La ta'kulu amwalakum bainakum bilbatil. That's correct, right?
Yes.
That's it. Illa, also the mad is not wajib. The rule says, if you have alif mad, waw mad, or ya mad, plus hamza, look, if they both appear in the same word, in one word, the mad is
wajib.
You must stretch it for six counts, five counts. If no, they are in two separate words, two words, so you are allowed to extend the sound or shorten the sound. So, illa an takuna. Here, nun sakin plus ta, you hide the sound of nun. Ikhfa of nun is applied. An takuna tijaratan an taradin. Again, an taradin. Taradim minkum. Taradim minkum. Idgham. Merging sound of tanween to the meme. Minkum, again, hiding the sound of noon.
Noon, yes.
Yes. Illa an takuna tijaratan. Right? Tijaratan, here nothing is applied, okay? You directly read that. Clearly read the tanween. Illa an takuna tijaratan an taradim minkum. The jim says you're allowed to stop or continue. Wala taqtulu, like bounce the sound of qaf. And also anfusakum, again hide. Inna allaha kana bikum rahiman, changes to rahima. That's all. Ready to read after me?
Yes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Dear listeners, practice with us. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la ta'kulu amwalakum bainakum bilbatil.
Ya
أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل
لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم
لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم
ما شاء الله ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما
ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما
أحسنتم صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
ما شاء الله الله bless you إن شاء الله That's all for today Brothers and sisters, stay with IRIB English Radio, inshallah. Thank you so much, Fawad and Ali Nasir. Thanks for being with us today. Inshallah, we'll be here with you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another special edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition during the holy month of Ramadan, we will be having a look at different parts of the supplication Abu Hamza Sumali. We will be bringing you different commentaries on some parts of this dua. We'll be back after you listen to these parts.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Ya Mawlai Bidhikrika Aasha Qalbi وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني فيا مولاي ويا مؤملي ويا منتهى سؤلي فرق بيني وبين ذنبي
المانع لي من لزوم طاعتك، فإنما أسألك لقديم الرجاء فيك وعظيم الطمع منك الذي أوجبته على نفسك من الرأفة والرحمة.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. يا مولاي بذكرك عاش قلبي وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني. O my master, in your remembrance my heart takes delight, and through prayers I hold communion with you, easing my pain of the fears of you tormenting me. So, as we concluded, we cannot right now comprehend how painful God's inattention to the servants is. But the point is, God says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. We have to remember him, and he will be especially having glances at us at any given situation in our lives. So, in the hereafter, when the veils are lifted, the importance of this issue will be clarified in such a manner that even the faithless will comprehend it. That's why the Holy Quran says about the most painful chastisement for the faithless, لا يكلمهم الله. Allah will not speak to them, nor will he look at them. So, we shall end this section with the traditions that talk about the remembrance of Allah in all conditions. We have many traditions, as we suggested in the previous episodes, that talk about this remembrance of the Almighty Allah. Since man has physical and different spiritual dimensions, he has no option but to do certain things that are related to this dimension, I mean the physical one. So he thinks that a remembrance of Allah initially in such conditions is unpleasant, but God is the one who enjoins us to remember him even in different conditions, even in such conditions. As such, in some of these conditions, we are commanded not to face the Qibla. Numerous supplications for most or perhaps all conditions have been transmitted from the infallibles. In most cases, interestingly, the holy infallibles themselves recited those supplications. As such, the servant of God must never forget him. Regarding Holy Prophet, it has been reported, وَكَانَ لَا يَجْلِسُ وَلَا يَقُومُ إِلَّا عَلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ جَلَّ إِسْمُهُ. He would never sit nor rise up without remembering Allah. May his name be glorified. So, whenever he would wear a new garment, he would recite a specific dhikr. And at the times of sleeping, he would recite a certain dhikr, or the verse of the throne, Ayat al-Kursi, according to some traditions. At the time of waking up, he would first perform prostration and praise Allah. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, مَا إِسْتَيْقَظَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مِنْ نَوْمِ إِلَّا خَرَّ لِلَّهِ سَاجِدًا. The Messenger of Allah would not wake up without having prostrated to Allah.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد من فليصمه ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it. And whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
So, dear listeners, as we can see, in the traditions, we have different instances of our infallibles that they prove to us that they are always in the state of remembrance of the Almighty Allah. After waking up, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is used to have said, "Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyani ba'da mauti." All praise is due to Allah who revived me after being dead. Many other remembrances or adhkar are transmitted from the imams of guidance, and they all indicate that a believer must remember Allah in all conditions and begin every work with the remembrance of Allah. God once said to Musa ibn Imran, "Forget me not in any condition and be not heedless in remembering me." And Musa said, "O God, in some conditions I am ashamed to be aware of your presence." And God said to him, "Inna dhikri hasanun ala kulli hal." Indeed, remembrance of me is good in all conditions. And moreover, according to the Holy Quran, nothing should obstruct the believer from remembering Almighty Allah. In describing a true believer, the Holy Quran states, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Men whom neither trading nor bargaining distracts from the remembrance of Allah, وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ, and the maintenance of prayer. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
This is the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily, round the clock, for listeners across the globe. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard by the internet, shortwave, FM, and satellites. Our listeners in the Indian subcontinent can listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave 31 meters, 9,650 kHz every day from 1520 to 1620 UTC. Also, our listeners in Southern Africa can tune in to the English service of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 25 meters, 11,880 kHz every day from 1920 to 2020 UTC. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our program via FM 91.5 MHz. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on IranSat or BAT 5 and IntelSat 39 and via the internet. Our internet address is pastoday.ir/en. And now you can listen to Arabi English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about our audio quality and other means. Thank you.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah هو إذا الرحمن
Allah
هو إذا المنان
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom and Islamic scholar, Shaykh Rouhani. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Insha'Allah, you'll find your way.
All right, Shaykh Rouhani, some people, even some Muslims, might say that there is discrimination between girls and boys regarding religious puberty. Why, for example, girls reach the age of puberty at 9, according to most of the beliefs, and the boys at the age of 15. It is as if, for example, the boys are stronger, but the age of puberty of them will be later than the girls. What's your answer to that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Unfortunately, yeah, this kind of misconception and misunderstanding is always there, that it is a kind of discrimination against girls because they reached the age of puberty sooner than the boys, yes. Earlier than boys.
Yes.
Is it really a kind of positive ni'mah for the girls, or is it a kind of negative thing for the girls?
Mm-hmm.
In reality, it is positive. Let me give you another example. Sometimes, the blood money which is given to the wife is doubled, but what the one which is given to the man is half of the blood money. You know that. So sometimes people misinterpret it, that says that why the blood money for husband is doubled but for wife is half. It is because of this that, for example, if blood money for the man is, for example, 2 million, or let's say,
yes,
2 million, supposedly,
yes,
2 million,
yes,
dollar, for example.
Okay.
So you give his wife when...
1 million.
You, when the husband die, when the husband is killed,
yes, yes,
the blood money will be given to the woman as,
yes,
2 million.
Yes, yes.
But when the wife is killed, then